we can. I say today's big talkers. It's been one of the big talkers the last couple of days. Ever since, 2 days ago, we had news from our friends at the KHDA, the Knowledge and Human Development Authority, made the announcement early Tuesday following the release of the latest ECI Education Cost Index. It said that Dubai private schools will not be permitted to increase tuition fees for the next academic year. Cheers that could be audible and heard from parents across the emirate who were clinking glasses of 7-Up and having hooplas left, right and centre, but they were drowned out just as much by groans from education authorities out there saying, not again, not for another year. So we need a mediator here between this fight. We've got parents in the red corner, we've got the schools in the blue corner, and refereeing this fight is none other than James Mullen, who joins us live here in the studio. James is the founder of Which School Advisor. James, good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here, and great to be in the referee role.
Right, let's get both sides of the story here. First and foremost, though, if you wouldn't mind, just a little bit of explanation for us. What's the Education Cost Index, and why has it been? What's it used for?
So the Education Cost Index is being set up by the Dubai Statistics Center, and what it actually looks at is the cost of running a school, so that's salaries, rent, and utilities. So as you actually said rightly there, Tom, that's been set at minus 1.01% for this year, meaning that school costs supposedly went down by around 1% in the past year.
The study this year found there's no cause to increase tuition charges for 2022-2023. What is Which School Advisor's stance on this finding?
Well, we've been speaking to a lot of the schools over the past few days about this, and there's been a fairly uniform response. As you mentioned, groans, and those groans have been pretty audible. It's been a bit bruising time for schools over the last 2 years. You can remember maybe 2 years ago, we were at this point, at the point of distance learning. And there was an announcement the end of March 2020, the first announcement about discounts, which came from Al Naja Group, which at the time they owned Horizon English School and Horizon International School. Interestingly, they no longer do. And so those announcements followed quick and fast. And there was a lot of bruising times for the schools. They were being attacked on all sides by the parents. Means testing, all sorts of stuff was going on. So the issue of fees is particularly sore for schools at the moment, which probably accounts for the fact that I'm sitting here and not too many school groups have offered to come here. I'm very pleased that Alan from Tlaib has put his head above the parapet. But when we've been speaking to the schools, a lot of them have been very keen to keep it under the carpet at the moment.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because when we did reach out to a number of schools yesterday and school operators as well, we will be getting that perspective. That said, we are getting a number of text messages coming in, wishing to remain anonymous. That's the groans coming from the school owners and regulators, amongst others. You can understand the elation, though, of parents, I suppose, especially in times of rising costs and inflation across every other sector.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I'm a parent, you're a parent, Tom, Richard here as well. I mean, you guys, as soon as we saw this happening, we were punching the sky. But I mean, Dubai has played a phenomenal game, really, in terms of the pandemic. I mean, I remember speaking to Alan in September 2020, amongst many of the school leaders, and there was surprise in September 2020. The surprise about the enrollments and how strong the enrollments were at that time. Fast forward a year to 2021, September 21, and that actually had increased. So a lot of the schools, particularly the premium schools, the ones that do really well, their numbers are significantly up. So in terms of Dubai attracting people, attracting young families to come here during this period of uncertainty, the schools have reflected that.
A number of people texting in saying, what's another year? It's not going to make any difference, etc. What difference does it make to a school or a school operator if they can't raise fees and generate a bit more cash for a new year?
Two areas, really. The first area is around teachers. So it's recruitment and retainment of talent. So a lot of the schools we were speaking to were actually, they were counting on getting an increase, and some of them had said to us that they were looking at increases of up to around about 3 to 5% for the teachers. Those have been put on ice. Now, if you look at it globally, there is a teacher talent crunch. So UNESCO have pointed this out, and we're going to be very short of teachers over the next 10 to 12 years. If you look at the UK, they put in place in summer 2020, a 5.5% increase in salaries. If you're looking at another area where teachers are recruited, you look at India, you're looking at salary increases of 10 to 15%, sometimes up to 50% to secure that talent. So we here are in that race for global talent. So whether or not the fees go up here, teachers have the opportunity to go elsewhere.
To play devil's advocate on that one, James, it is teachers' pay is generally the first thing that we hear, isn't it, from school groups when we're talking about not being able to raise fees. And then we always get messages in from people saying, why do the teachers have to take the hit? Why couldn't the shareholders in a lot of these groups, the stakeholders, take the hit in their returns?
Well, I think you're going to have an opportunity in a few minutes to have a chat with Alan from one of the school groups about that. But in terms of the schools, I mean, typically what they say to us is around about 60 to 70% of their costs relate to salaries for teachers. So it is by far and away the largest cost. And I was speaking to one of the major school groups yesterday and saying, is there any other lever? Is there a way in which you can actually change this? And he said, basically, any other lever is pretty incremental. It's around putting up the salaries of the teachers. So again, this is a point I think you can raise with Alan. And I think what people have got to realize is, yes, there are consequences to this. I mean, what I found very interesting as well, so you've got the largest school groups, you've got Tulane, and you've got GEMS, who are the largest school group here. It's likely they're going to ride this relatively easily. So they'll get through this, they'll manage it. But around about 60 to 70% of the entire school market is accounted for by single operators or schools that have maybe three or four, their families that have three or four schools. And what we've been hearing from a lot of those over the last few days is serious consideration about whether to continue. So there have been a lot...
Are you suggesting we could lose schools?
Well, there may be situations where you have acquisitions. So take, for instance, Al Najah that I spoke about. They've sold two of their schools to Cognita. So yes, that's a possibility.
James, are you okay for 10 minutes? You sure? You haven't got? Do you need to cancel an appointment or anything like that?
No, I'm good.
The reason is we're just being bombarded with questions left, right, and centre. So if you're okay to sit with us for the next 10 minutes, we're going to roll this one over. We're going to take the latest news headlines in just a few moments' time. But keep your questions coming in. Thank you very much indeed for all of them. Tom, Fakhreddin, Mahmoud, we will get to all of your points momentarily. James will stay for us.
Purchasing Managers Index for the UAE from the guys at IA. Don't deprive me of music moment, Tom.
That's the music moment, isn't it? Yeah. Can't deprive you a bit of a Pink Floyd moment as well. All pays royalties into Dad's pockets, it's all fine. let's turn our attention to one of the big talkers of the day. Dubai's private schools aren't allowed to put the fees up for another year. This following the latest report from the Education Cost Index, which is run by the KHDA. This is the third consecutive year that fees for Dubai schools have remained unchanged. So what, say parents? Great news. No problem for us. We can have another couple of brunches and enjoy. However, it does have a knock-on effect. And that's why we've asked Mr. James Mullen to come into the studio and ask us about that knock-on effect. Just before we introduce our next guest as well, James, a couple of text messages that have come in, and I just want to get your thoughts on this one. A lot of people saying that other Emirates could benefit from this. Let's remember, this is a Dubai ruling from the KHDA. I don't know if we've had similar from Abu Dhabi. Maybe you could give us your thoughts on that. Plus, Chris comes up with a point saying this. Just a thought, Sharjah schools close to the Dubai border could be and should be attracting more quality staff now. They've got a four-day week, reduction in the working week. Would that impact wages? Same content, but thought in less hours.
Very good points indeed. And I think the issue of competition is one that we're always acutely aware of in Dubai. The figures that we have been presented with or that we've looked at in terms of the number available seats at schools in Dubai at the moment is around, there should be around about 100,000 seats available at the moment. So there are about 300,000 occupied. So the issue of competition is there. And that's a point I think the KHDA have put back to us. They have said, if you're not happy with the situation, move on.
Mm. Point that we made a little bit earlier on, and maybe you can just give us an overview on this one as well. You know, we often turn to the emotive subject of teacher salaries, which, with good reason, etc. But what about rents and things like that for schools? I mean, we hear about rents going through the roof, and real estate is this, that, and everything, and real estate ors are driving around in posh cars at the moment. I'm assuming that rents for schools are still going up, so that also impacts on that.
Yes, I mean, when we've been speaking to the schools over the last few days about this, and if you want to read more, go to Schools Compared. We've got all of the details, all of the comments there. But what we've been seeing is that the schools have said to us, you're absolutely right, Tom, rents are going up, and the cost of energy, which we've been talking about this morning, are going up. Transportation, you know about the global crunch on that. So all of the schools here, they are not immune to these particular issues as well. So yes, you're absolutely right. These costs are impacting schools.
Let's ask the schools, shall we? Find it out of the blue corner for us this morning. Taleem, one of the largest education providers in the Middle East. Taleem's main activity is, of course, the development and management of early childhood primary and secondary schools. Absolute pleasure to welcome their CEO into the ring, Alan Williamson. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Pleasure to be here.
Alan, before we go any further with specifics and text messages and questions that are coming through, I mean, emotive subject, obviously, but your reaction or Taleem's reaction to the latest findings from the KHDA?
I would say Taleem's reaction is balanced. We completely understand that there will be a lot of parents happy with this decision. All of the pressures that James has just spoke about, the inflationary pressures, are also on parents. And, you know, we understand that a hike in school fees would not have went down well with the general parent population. We balance that with all of the arguments I've heard on the show this morning, and James has been extremely balanced there. In relation to teacher salaries, it is the biggest one, increasing costs, all the inflationary pressures from the world situation at the moment. I think the important technicality, because, you know, there's a lot of schools groups who are privately a bit discontent with the calculation of the ECI, it is to understand that the ECI was calculated on the previous year. And there were some deflationary pressures there. The recent spike in inflationary pressures will hurt schools in the year ahead. But it's been well covered. Dubai wants to move up the PISA, the TIMSS table. It wants to be in the top world providers of education. And to do that, you need outstanding schools and outstanding teachers. And in a highly competitive world market for teachers, you know, when you're in the international sector as a young teacher, you'll bounce from Dubai to Abu Dhabi to Singapore to Hong Kong. And, you know, Dubai needs to be competitive. And it's as well covered on this morning's show, 70% of our costs are teacher salaries. To give the pay rise is a big ask with the fees being held again. Taleem have actually taken the brave decision to give the teacher salary rise. So I with a smile, my shareholders and my board will be listening into today's programme, and you know, the question was asked by one of the listeners about whether shareholders should take the hit. Our board were very benevolent and brave during the pandemic, and we were one of the schools groups with Horizon that gave the fee reduction to parents. So our board took a hit, our shareholders took a hit then, And we will go ahead with the salary increase. Our teachers have been extremely loyal during the pandemic, and you know, we want to give them the salary increase that they deserve. But it's also market economics. We don't want to lose our teachers either to competition within Dubai, Abu Dhabi or the world.
Well, we are going to continue finding out how the fee freeze will affect your balance sheet, as well as other schools. We're speaking to Alan Williamson, the CEO of the school group Talim, this morning, as well as James Mullen from Which School Advisors. Get your questions in. This is
for the
schools after that KHDA decision. James Mullen from Which School Advisor staying in the studio with us, and he's been joined by the school's representative, as it were, Alan Williamson, CEO of the education group Talim. Alan, thanks for sitting in the hot seat.
Morning again.
Let's have a look at what your balance sheet looks like at the moment. What have you seen happen to operating expenses through the pandemic, but also through the price rises that we've seen so far this year?
Yeah, as James covered earlier, there are certain schools groups that have actually played the pandemic well and have come out of it well. The schools that quickly switched to distance learning, and the schools that were empathetic towards their parents and gave the discount. In relation to the balance sheet, obviously when we gave a discount, that was a 20% discount to every parent. You can do the arithmetic on that. That had a hit on our balance sheet. But at the same time, as James was pointing out, The market seemed to respond positively to the initiatives of the government of Dubai of, and Abu Dhabi, of course. The UAE have played the pandemic well, and our schools, our premium schools in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, saw enrolment grow, and therefore your revenue grows. So, overall, Talim have done well in the past 2 or 3 years, but the pressure on us is also the rising costs.
What costs are you seeing rise, and by how much? Give us an idea.
I suppose we've been talking about teacher salaries, though they've been frozen, and as I mentioned, we will put that back up. In terms of rent, the apartment costs for teachers is a major cost for us. And that has been flat, to be honest. So that's been a benefit. There's, you know, inflationary costs on resources, pens, pencils, IT. I suppose the supply chain that's impacted the world in terms of technology has also impacted schools, which were also at the same time, of course, trying to deliver high-tech distance learning. And just general inflationary pressures. I mean, one of the interesting things in terms of a response to one of the listeners who asked a question earlier about schools and you know, how can we still control our costs and make money? One of the easy options for schools, which would still impact parents, is to turn those costs into things like ECA provision, school transportation, school uniform, school meals, etc., etc. So I think Talim have to think very carefully about, just because there's been a fee increase, that we don't transfer that pressure to parents in other areas. And I think, interestingly, you will see some schools groups do exactly that.
Because they have still had the leeway to put up things like bus fares, sports, uniforms.
Exactly. And I mean, schools will take commission from that. Obviously, what happens in the business world, as we all know around this table, is that if you increase your commission on that, then the provider is tempted to increase the cost to parent.
What impact will the fees freeze have on your plans? You've said that you're still giving teachers their pay rises, and that is noble, but it's money that you might have had that you don't. So what won't it get spent on?
Yeah, I suppose Talim are in a very fortunate position. I know from my representation on the Dubai Chamber of Commerce that not every schools group is in this position. We are low leveraged. The company has run its finances very well. Talim actually have an ambitious expansion plan. We've just opened a brand new school in Abu Dhabi, Raha. And we are about to open 2 new Dubai British schools, our very successful, outstanding branch in Emirates Hills and Jumeirah Park and in two other areas of Dubai. We're actually looking at the Dubai economy, looking at the UAE economy, looking at the demand that's still out there for outstanding premium education.
Just want your reaction, fellas, both of you, to one text message which really has struck a chord for us this morning. Moving away from the numbers to the emotions this morning. And it says, look, somebody wishes to remain anonymous. I've taught in schools here for over 20 years. It's been a very tough few years for teachers in every single way. Every day they are asked to do more. They cover colleagues absent with COVID, get hardly any time to complete admin and planning, etc. They work very long hours out of school. As a consequence, they're teaching children who haven't been in school for a few years and expected to bring them up to level. So the crazy data criteria can't be met. School staff are at breaking point, in my opinion. But still they smile and still they continue. Lower salaries mean good quality staff are leaving in their droves. James, is that fair?
That's a global issue and it's absolutely bang on the money. It's a really, really, really tough job. I'm married to somebody who was a teacher, so I know it from experience going through all of that. And I think parents need to appreciate it. They need to less get on the back of teachers and appreciate what sort of phenomenal job they're doing for their kids. Go and tell them how much you appreciate them.
I'll do that straight to show.
I suppose one way to save costs, and some schools groups will look at this, is to, you know, tighten your student-teacher ratio, which would actually respond badly to that comment, because actually what some schools groups will do will make teachers work harder by reducing the number of teachers. Talim don't intend to do that.
Thank you both, gentlemen, for joining us. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Alan Williamson, CEO of School Group Talim, and James Mullen, Which Group School Group Advisor. Thanks for coming in and for discussing this with us this morning.
Thank you. Pleasure.
And thank you all for as many of them as we